Yeah, I'm Dr. Astogi, doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling in cooperation. Date of evaluation for these patients was November 17, 2025. The patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment, which is for all the patient. The first patient for medication review is Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and objective data. Kathleen is a 36-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two young kids, has been having history of attention deficit disorder for a long time and has been showing significant improvement with Adderall 10 mg in the morning and 10 mg at noon. PSC described with the medication, she is more manageable, she can not get disturbed, more focused at home and also at work. Yet, she described that she is not feeling nervous or depression or anxiety. There is no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no hallucinations or paranoid delusions. She describes since she has been taking medications, her performance has significantly improved. PR without any having side effects, she has never requested for more doses, and a small dose has been helping to take the edge from her inattentiveness and destructibility. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, symptomatically stable, improved functioning. Plan, continue with the Adderall XR, 10 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect, I explained. Patient will make her own appointment according to her need and application. Next question, Erika, E-R-I-K-A, Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z. Her date of birth is 11/14/1995. Telephone number is 586-623-9059. Subjective and objective data. Erika is a 29-year-old married Caucasian female who has been seen a nurse practitioner and came to my office for evaluation, and it was noted that she has been had some features of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and bipolarity. She was tried on several antidepressants in the past, and recently she was taking Wellbutrin XR 300 mg daily. She described that since she is on medication, her anxiety has reduced, but she is getting a lot of stimulation, palpitation of the heart. She was given by her primary care physician propranolol 10 mg 3 times a day, but she does not like to take it, and she has to see a cardiologist to find out any cardiac abnormalities. Today she was saying, telling me that she might be pregnant, for which I recommended to get it checked by the OBGYN, to which she agreed. I also discussed that this anxiety and could be if it is not any precipitating factors, could be due to the Wellbutrin, which is also have a stimulant effect. And since she has been pregnant, I don't want to make any changes in her current treatment until I am sure that about her pregnancy. In the meantime, I recommended that she can try, if she likes, she can try Wellbutrin 100 milligrams daily, plain tablet. And if she showing some improvement, then it's continue. Otherwise, she should stop it. I will further follow in 4 weeks. In the 4 weeks time, in the meantime, she can get both the appointments and make sure that she is pregnant or not pregnant. We'll go from there. To which agree, she was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal missile thoughts, but worry about too much, and having fear of anxiety with palpitation of the heart and nervousness. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, history of ADD. Plan, continue with the supportive care as per recommendation. I will avoid any treatment except reduce the dose of Wellbutrin to 100 mg daily, and we'll see the her recommendation from her cardiologist and after and GYN. Prognosis guided, her appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution, is Ates Rosemary, Y-A-T-E-S Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. My telephone number is 586-731-0776. Date of evaluation is November 17, 2025. Subject to Ajra. Rosemary, 75-year-old, single Caucasian female, has history of bipolar mood disorder, depressed. She has been doing very well on Depakote, 250 milligram at bedtime, and Zoloft 100 milligram daily. She has been getting a refill of the prescription from primary care physician, but follow with me about the medication therapy and also about the other psychosocial issues and the medication issue. She described overall she is doing much better and feeling sleeping and eating good, but off and on she get some stress from around the house or someone which make her stressful. She described during last month she her neighbor fell on the ground on a fell on the ground and she tried to help her and call sent to the hospital, but she when she came and she does not even talk to her or accept her problem. I further discussed it is I counsel her and explain that this is a good thing she has done, but again she should not expect that somebody say something and she should not be worried about it. To which she agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no societal homicidal thoughts, there is no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. She still having pain in her left knee, which is due to torn ligament pier. And has been getting therapy and the medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, no suicidal homicidal ideation, pain in the left knee joint. Continue with the reality orientation, supportive therapy. I recommended maybe check her Depakote level every 6 months. To which she agreed, progress is guarded. Next solution is Anna, A-N-A, Junkies, J-U-N-C-A-Z, Junkies. Her date of birth is 11-8-1972. Telephone number is 702-379-7304. Subject your agenda. Anna is a 53-year-old Hispanic American married female living at 28388 Queens Court, Warren, Michigan 48093. She has history of attention deficit hyperactive disorder and described that since taking her Adderall 20 milligram daily, she is feeling much better. She is more focused, more attentive, and not get distracted and very organized day-to-day activity. Currently, she is not working. She described for she has not discussed with me, but she described she has hot flashes for the last 1 year, and she is, these flashes has been more recently than in the past. Here she has an appointment with the OBGYN. I further discussed this is a common at this age, and it can be treated with the medication. But first, she has to discuss with the OBGYN to rule out any organicity before I may recommend any medication. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was present. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment side seems to be good. Denies any side effect. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. History of hot flashes. Plan continue with the Adderall 20 milligram daily. We'll follow with the GYN before I make any recommendation. Prognosis guarded and abdication. Next question on Franks F-R-A-N-K-S N-A-N-N. Her date of birth is 10-15-1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. Subject to agenda, Anne is a 51-year-old married Caucasian female living at 2002 East Park, Algonac, A-L-G-O-N-S-E, Michigan, 48001 P.H. seen for follow-up. She describes she is doing great and has been not having any problem. Her medication is working. She's on Buspirone 10 mg BID, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, and Duloxetine 30 mg daily, 30 mg BID. She describes she is working on the house, getting ready for Thanksgiving. And she is going to cook for everyone, and number of her relatives from the her husband's side and her side of the family will come. Yes, she describes she is the one who has learned from her mother how to cook the dinner. Therefore, everybody likes her dinner. Therefore, she has to cook for at least 2 dozen people. I appreciate her motivations and activities. And yet, to which she agreed, she claimed that she always has been doing good things for good cooking and doing good for people. So, yet she was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, there was no hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She describes she has been doing very well. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable, history of cholecystectomy, period history of back pain, currently stable. Plan, continue with the current plan. I will send the prescription for 30 days. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next solution is on Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-B-A-T-H. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subjective agita. Elizabeth is a 44-year-old married Caucasian female living at 18474 Seal, Detroit, Michigan, 48234. She describes she has been doing good and having no problems. She looks much better, relaxed and cooperative. She wants if some other dose, some other medication can be given. When I ask her why she was so much dependent on medication, she is perfectly fine and doing good on the medication. She describes she will go to the stress when her daughter will be coming on Thanksgiving. I further discuss she is sufficient dosage. It is not the for everything. She should not look for the medication. She is doing great. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her moods were pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Heart pulse was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Her judgment sight is good. A patient has been on Seroquel 100 mg. And at bedtime, Depakote 500 mg, BID, Buspirone 10 mg, 3 times a day, Lamictal 100 mg, BID, Celexa 20 mg daily, Ingrezza 80 mg daily. There was no involuntary movement observed in her lower buccal region, and also involuntary tremors has significantly reduced. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, tardive dyskinesia, currently doing well on Ingrezza. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect explained. Prognosis guarded and adaptation. Next solution is Rayos Florence, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C. Her date of birth is 9/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7953. Subjective agita. Florence is a 63-year-old single Caucasian female living with her parents. Currently, she claims that she has been undergoing a lot of family stress. Her younger brother has been having some psychiatric problem. He's 62-year-old and not going to see a psychiatrist or go to the emergency room to get himself checked. Yet he's also doing bizarre things like keeping his dog inside and does not allow anyone to do anything. She describes she has two other brothers. The older brother is an anesthesiologist and who is retired, having three daughters who has been talent. One is the cardiac anesthesiologist at University of Michigan. Another is other two are working. period, and all the three daughters are productive. Period. I further discussed that she should not worried about too much. Let the problem should be resolved by the older brother, who is a physician and he knows how to deal with that. To which she agreed. I further discussed whether she has been taking care of her medication. To which she agreed she is doing good, and she also going for dialysis. Period. She wanted to continue on medication and wanted to refill up the prescription. She is an oxcarbamazepine 300 mg tablet daily, olanzapine 5 mg daily, serentiline 100 mg daily. Her EKG was normal and she is going to see a cardiologist. I further discussed that once she get the information, this she should discuss with me during next follow appointment. We agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was nice. She looks much better and cooperative. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, chronic kidney disease, on dialysis, bilateral mastectomy, history of parathyroidism, plan continue with supportive plan. 90 day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next question on David Sabo, DAVID SABO. Date of birth is 6/23/1977. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subject to Rajeta. David is 48 year old, single Caucasian male, living at 3817 Elbow Lake Road, Prescott, Michigan 48756. Currently, he is living with his parents. Patient has been undergoing a police case, and his case is still pending in the court, to which he is worried about. But currently, living with his father, he believes that it has been helpful to him. He also started talking to therapists for last 1 month and claimed that things are doing good. He is on probation for 2 years, and he has to meet and follow their recommendations and their procedures. He describes since he is moved to his parent, he feels less stressful and more calm and relaxed, and does not bother too much about everything. Currently, he is on Zoloft 20 milligram daily, which he has been consistently taking for many years. He is a patient, has history of schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, and currently stable. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He describes he is not mingled with the people, try to be focused to himself and go for therapy and stay at home. Yet there was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment: schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, legal issues, on probation, plan. I have sent a prescription for Japraxia 20 mg at bedtime, 30 day supply. He encouraged to continue with therapist and follow court recommendation. Prognosis guarded. Next question is a Randall Salsa, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Salsa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subject to Ajita. Salsa is a 36-year-old, married Caucasian female, living at 16328 Curtis Street, Roseville, Michigan 48066. Patient has been working in an attorney office. She has a history of attention deficit disorder, and often have been undergoing a lot of stress in taking care of her young kids. Yet, however, with the medication, she is doing much better. She get a little time off here and there from the attorney office to recoup herself. She described that there's so much work, she cannot able to complete her office. Sometimes she work in the evening at night time, and she is not able to focus. I further discuss if she is taking this medication at night time, it will be disturb her sleep. But if she want and has too much work, she can use 10 milligrams of Adderall around 4 o'clock, so that it can be good until 8 o'clock. To be she agreed. She is on amphetamine, Adderall 20 milligram morning, 10 milligram in the afternoon, and citalopram 20 milligram daily for depression and anxiety. Currently, she has been doing good, sleeping and eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swing, finished suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is not look nervous or anxious and quite happy with the situation as she was going to drop her kids to school. But yet, assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, symptomatically stable, depressive disorder, NOS, psychosocial stress, work stress, continue the reality orientation and support therapy and abdication. Next relation is Murphy Smith Windy. Date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Subject Ajita. Windy is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female living at 8239 Topher, T-O-E-P-H-E-R, Warren, Michigan, 48089. She described she has been doing very good, compliance with the medications and treatment, sometimes having trouble in sleep, but it does not bother her. Her husband undergone surgery and is still getting hemorrhage, and doctor yet not identify the site of the bleeding. She described it has to go, but it is bother her for some time, but not too much. I further discussed that she should take care of herself also and take care of her husband, but not too worried about. These are the situations, sometime come, but she is a strong lady and she can do it, to which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was recognized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has been compliant with the medications and the treatment. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptom is stable, no side effect, no depression, no anxiety, no suicidal thoughts. Continue on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg tablet daily and aripiprazole 15 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect to explain. Prognosis guarded. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next and last evaluation is Brian Scarfone, S-C-A-R-F-O-N-E. Date of birth is 2/26/1944. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Subjective and object data. Brian is a 31-year-old Caucasian male living at 401 Country Club Drive, St. Clair Shore, Michigan, 48082. Subjective and object data. This morning, Brian reported that he got married and he is planning to go on vacation for 2 weeks. But he is doing very well. His anxiety has been controlled. Medication is working, but he ran off the medication. He was alert, oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. I further discuss right now, since he's got married, his anxiety should go away and his depression should be much better, to which he agreed. Patient has been taking Buspirone 10 milligrams twice a day, Trazodone 50 milligrams at bedtime, Venoflexin 150 milligrams tablet, extended release tablet, and Lorazepam 0.5 milligram PRN. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient was further discouraged not to using Ativan. It will be a habit-forming medications and it will be hard for him to get rid of it. He described that he takes only whenever he's too much anxious, otherwise he does not use. I appreciate his understanding. Yet, a follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This end of dictation done by Dr. Stogi. Thank you very much. These are 12 dictation, and hopefully everything would be fine. Bye-bye.